The city of Fond du Lac sits at the southern end of Lake Winnebago, and in better times, it used to be a major economic hub, something you can see in the old Victorian homes built during the 1800s. Years later, after the timber industry boom went bust and the paper mills went north, Fond du Lac reinvented itself as a blue-collar manufacturing center. About a mile from those historic homes, workers enter the Hitching Post, a local dive on the outskirts of Mercury Marine's sprawling factory. They sit at the bar, sipping beer and trading stories. Many of them complain about how the labor union agreed to a 30% wage cut last summer, after Mercury threatened to move its headquarters and factory jobs to Oklahoma. Machinists like Greg Frank have seen their wages cut drastically since then.
I lost around $7 an hour because of the last contract. Yeah, a lot of money for Christmas, for taxes, for everything.
Last year, county board members approved a new 0.5% sales tax that's expected to raise about $6 million. Half of it will go toward property tax relief and diversifying the local economy. The rest will be used to provide incentives for Mercury to keep and add jobs in Fond du Lac. Greg Frank knows the tax isn't very popular, and he's not so sure it will save his job.
The economy is what's going to do it, and the economy don't look good right now, so they're actually talking about layoffs right now, or taking weeks out of the schedule.
Retired postal worker Donald Wirtz is sitting across the bar. He says Fond du Lac needs Mercury's industry, but like many others in this blue-collar town, he doesn't want to pay for it.
I think companies should make it on their own. We need jobs, but then again, they pay everybody less. So what are we gaining? I don't think the sales tax is right. Are bolt sales going to pick up? Nobody knows that. Maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Brenda Hick Sorensen with the Fond du Lac Economic Development Corporation bets they will. She says the sales tax became a necessary evil after economic officials measured how the loss of Mercury would affect the community.
For direct and indirect jobs, we were looking at 5,900 jobs just here in Fond du Lac County alone. You go through the industrial park and you know a lot of companies that do business with Mercury. You know, you drive around town and you start thinking about how it's going to affect the restaurants, the dry cleaners, the places Mercury employees shop at.
Despite what critics say, she expects the sales tax to actually spur economic growth.
I look at what some of the other counties where I've lived and so forth. I'm not sure where the money's gone. At least here, quite honestly, we know where the money's going.
Under the tax, Hick Sorensen says Mercury will only earn incentives if it manages to keep and eventually create jobs. But Jack Norman says Mercury is sticking it to the public. He's with the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, a progressive think tank.
It's basically devoted entirely towards propping up one employer, as opposed to the way it works in all the other counties in Wisconsin that have a sales tax, where it just helps provide public services.
The debate over the tax should continue as unemployment remains high, and many residents question whether Mercury will be able to create more jobs and commit to staying in Fond du Lac. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.